This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. One of the inherent teachings and values of Islam is mashwara and mutual consultation. Suffice to say in this regard that Allah has dedicated a chapter, chapter 42, by the name of Shura, mutual consultation. And Allah profiles the pious as wa amruhum shura baynahum, that they resolve their matters with mutual consultation. In chapter 3, Ali Imran, verse 159, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala impresses upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consult with your companions. Notwithstanding the fact that he received revelation, Allah impressed upon him to consult. When you consult, it unites the hearts and it brings a sense of togetherness, blessings and barakah. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in a family setting. Today, a key issue in many homes is there's no communication because there is no mashwara. So in chapter 2, verse 233, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the husband and wife that if they decide to wean the child off before the duration of 2 years, فَإِنْ أَرَادَ فِصَالًا عَنْ تَرَاضٍ مِّنْهُمَا وَتَشَاوُرْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا. And if both husband and wife decide to wean the child off for reasons they know better, and they do this year after mutual consultation, then there is no harm upon them. So a home in which there is mashwara, an organization in which there is mashwara, the hearts will be united and goodness will descend. And one very important thing in this regard is when we have mashwara, then we should not come with a decided agenda and then we just run it through people to give them the notion that we're consulting with them, because that defeats the essence of mashwara. And again, we get a cue in this regard in Juz 19, chapter 27, verse 29, when the Queen of Saba received a letter from Sulaiman alayhi salam, she addressed the chieftains in her court and she said, مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا حَتَّى تَشْهَدُونَ. I will not pass judgment until you are not present and you do not give input in the matter. May Allah bless us with this amazing quality in our homes, in our families, in our organizations. And this would have a positive effect in uniting the ummah, which is so fragmented.